friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Doctors kept brushing off her complaints until 24-year-old was left fighting for her life. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Alyssa Forsberg. When Hannah Catton began experiencing symptoms of stage 1 ovarian cancer, she knew something wasn't right. But finding a doctor who'd take her complaints seriously turned into a difficult and painful journey. Now, she's sharing her story in the hopes of helping raise awareness. In 2019, painful and bizarre symptoms began accompanying Hannah Catton's monthly cycle. From repeated urinary tract infections to bloating and intensely painful periods, the 24-year-old knew there had to be a bigger issue causing her suffering. Doctors in her hometown in England, however, brushed off her discomfort. What they didn't realize was Hannah's ailments were actually symptoms of stage 1 ovarian cancer. Even after moving to Melbourne, Australia, doctors continued dismissing her suffering. Her symptoms worsened, extending beyond pain and bloating to the addition of constipation, hot flashes, and diarrhea. Her doctors just prescribed antibiotics, which didn't help, or brushed it off as menstrual stress. When seeking a second opinion, another doctor even suggested the young woman simply needed to lose weight. "She told me to lose weight, which was hard to hear, and I definitely wasn't overweight. I'm pretty physically fit," Hannah recalled. A gynecologist eventually put Hannah Catton on the wait list for surgery when an ultrasound suggested a 10-centimeter fibroid around her uterus. However, after a horseback riding session one day, she collapsed in excruciating pain. "I collapsed in pain to the point of almost vomiting," she recalled. Since doctors so frequently dismissed her suffering, Hannah tried to go home, rest, and wait out the pain. However, after collapsing in agony again the next morning, her boyfriend convinced her to head to the emergency room. There, a battery of ultrasounds, MRI, and CT scans and blood tests finally revealed Hannah's symptoms as stage 1 ovarian cancer. Her tumor had ruptured, and now the young woman underwent emergency surgery, followed immediately by chemotherapy. Now, as Hannah Catton battles to overcome her illness, she wants to get the word out in hopes of helping others who find themselves in similar situations. "The number of messages I've had from ladies with stories so similar to mine, where they have been brushed off by doctors and told it's weight, hormones, menopause, etc., is shocking," she said. The hardest part for Hannah during this battle is being separated from her parents and family who still reside in England. But she has the support of her boyfriend and friends in Australia. In fact, they've started a fundraising page on her behalf to help financially as she receives treatment. Hannah's story is a powerful reminder that God specifically designed our bodies to alert us to medical problems. So be sure to listen to your body and advocate for yourself when experiencing unexplained symptoms. Like Hannah, keep pushing for an answer. Kids help elderly man get off the bus, but don't realize a stranger is watching them. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. In a sweet video that was shared on social media, three young kids helped an elderly man off a bus, and their kind actions got noticed by a stranger. Richard Allen was the man that spotted the trio of boys helping an elderly gentleman with his walker and bags as he was getting off a bus in Philadelphia. "I was on my phone and I noticed a bus pull over, and I see a group of kids helping an elderly man," Richard shared. "I said, wow, I have to record this." Richard even gave the young kids some money after witnessing their act of kindness. He was just so moved by their compassion for the older man who needed assistance. And Richard shared the video he took of the three boys online. He wanted to shine a light on the difference they were making. "I wanted it to basically get shared to a lot of different kids that actually sees this video to want to do better," he said. It is so heartwarming to see these young kids in the video helping the elderly man get safely off the bus. What great character these children have, and I'm sure that older man was grateful to have their help. May acts of kindness like this one remind us that we all need to look out for one another and serve our communities in whatever ways we can. God bless these sweet young kids, and may they always have a heart for helping others.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Once in a generation, a podcast comes along with the power and eloquence to inspire us all.
This show will entertain you while you wait for that one. Join two best friends, author and former history teacher John Driver and comedian Johnny W. for hilarious and authentic conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
You can listen to Talk About That wherever you find your podcasts or at lifeaudio.com.